This shiur is dedicated by the Welcher family from Joburg, Johannesburg, South Africa, the refuah shleima of their beloved mother, Ethel Bas Sora. Shakodesh Baruch Yishlach lo refuah shleima min ha-shamayim l'ramachei v'reo l'shasogi deyo. She should have many more wonderful years of naches from her beautiful and wonderful family, from her children and grandchildren, and she should eat naches and simcha for many, many years to come. Usually these shiurim are dedicated and deal with mitzvahs that are part of our Seder Hayam. Mitzvahs and halachos that we are engaged with on a daily basis. However, today will be an exception. We are already in the days of Bein HaMetzorim. Days of mourning. Chorban Beis Mikdashenu v'Sifarteinu. And Chazal teach us, Kol Oisek B'Torah Soilo, Kilu Hikriv Oilo. We find a medrash. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Amoy Lehem LeBnei Yisrael V'Yoyiskim B'Hilchos HaBayis V'Mala Ani Aleihem Kilu Hakrivu Kilu Bonu Beis HaMikdash. So this week we will be dealing with a mitzvah in the weekly parsha, the mitzvah of Shmei Tmidim Kehilchosam, Korban Tomid, that Bnei Yisrael were makrev every day, twice a day, Tomid Shel Shachar, Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Leim el Tzavis Bnei Yisrael v'yamartu aleihem es karboni lachmi le'isha reach nechoich tishmeru lahakriv li b'moyadoi v'omartu aleihem zehu isha shetekrivu l'shem kvosem b'nei shonu tamim im shnayim liyoyim oyle zomid es hakeves echo tase b'boi keves hakeves hasheni tase b'ein hu arbaim machloikis Rambam and Ramban whether Tomid Shel Shachar and Tomid Shel Bein hu arbaim are considered two different mitzvahs in the minyan of Taryag, or both are included in one mitzvah. The Rambam makes clear on mitzvahs to say lamites and say for the mitzvahs that both tmidim are one mitzvah. The Ramban has a different opinion. And in the mitzvahs sheshochach harav tezvav yud zayin, the Ramban voices his opinion. Two tmidim, two different mitzvahs. Tomid Shel Shachar is one mitzvah, Tomid Shel Bein Hu Arbaim another. Megillas Esther, always standing on the Rambam's side, points out that it is true in Posik Dalid, the Posik says, obviously two different mitzvahs, Esakev Esechotasa Baboiker, that is one tzivui, V'yesakev Esechenitasa Beinu Abayim. However, in Posik Gimel, both tmidim are included in the same tzivui. V'yomartu lohem zeh isha shetekrivu l'shem kavosem b'nei shona tamimim shnayim liyoyim oylu tamid. But I think that basically the opinion of the Rambam is not based on the Yukidikro. And the Machloikes Rambam and Ramban is not dependent whether we emphasize Posek Gimel or Posek Dalet. The Rambam is a very basic approach which he clarifies and elaborates in Shodesh Yud Aleph in the Akdomah to Sefer HaMitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs which I would define HaMitzvot HaKfulat, the dual or double mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that we have to perform morning and night. In the Beis HaMikdash, Ketores, Ketores Shel Shachas and Ketores Shel Arvis, and Hadlokas HaMenorah, according to some Rishonim, that look was performed twice a day. And Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah shenohagis bizman hazeh. So the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Yud makes it clear that Krishma Sheshachras v'shalarvis is one mitzvah. Mitzvah Saseh Chofei, the same regarding the Menorah. Mitzvah Saseh Chofches, dealing with Ketores. All these three mitzvahs are to be performed twice a day, morning and evening, and nevertheless, in all these mitzvahs, the Rambam includes both in one mitzvah essay. Rabbi Yeruchim Fischel Perlo, the phenomenal Polish Gaon, he was a tremendous Ilui. And I always say that Yeruchim Fischel Perlo, the Machaber of Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rasag. Well, Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rasag, wasn't that written by Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon? Well, it was written by Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon, but Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon had no intention of writing a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rabbeinu Saadia going on like the Rambam, and the Ramban, and the Smag, and the Smak, and the Yoreim, and the Bahag, did not really write a Sefer HaMitzvos. Like many of his contemporaries, the great Gedolim, the Rishonim in Sfarad, he was a Ish Eshkolot. A Ish Shekolbo. He was the greatest Rosh Hashiva of his generation, the greatest Poisek of his generation. He was a philosopher, writing Emunis V'deyes Lerasag. He was also a Paitan and a Charazan and a Mishoirer. And he wrote Charuzim on the Taryag Mitzvahs. And official parallel just 100 years ago took those poems and developed them into a huge Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he makes an argument based on the Gemara, Yom HaChovav HaMedalav. The Gemara says that there was a pious only every day in the morning. And the Kohen that was Zoich and Tomei Shel Shachar also had the Tomei Shel Rabbeinu Arbaim. So official Pelo argues, if it's two mitzvahs, why wouldn't they make a pious for each and every one of them on its own? Obviously proving that they're one mitzvah. But I don't think he's right, because it's obvious in the Rambam Perek Dalad Aluchatas of Tumidin V'Mesofin that the Kohen that was Zoich and Tomei Shel Shachar also got the Musaf. Tumidin V'Mesofin definitely are two different mitzvahs, so it has nothing to do with the pious. Two different mitzvahs, but only one pious. I want to make a general comment, which I think is very important whenever we deal with Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because I am aware that many Achrayinim, when they look for the proper definition of mitzvahs, one of the most, first and foremost, sources would be Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, I think when there's a machlokes and a shoinim, whether we count a mitzvah as one or two, usually the basis, the fundament of that machlokes is not the hagdor of the mitzvah, but rather, how do we define mitzvahs concerning the magic number of taryag? I think Tumit Shel Shachar and Tumit Shel Benu Abayim, just like Toiras Shel Shachar Ve'erev, just like Krishma Shel Shachar Ve'Shel Arves, of course there are two mitzvahs. No other way, no other interpretation. If Krishma Shel Shachar Shel Arves would be one mitzvah, there would be Ma'akav Zel Zeh. So if a person knows that he won't be able to say Krishma Shel Arves, he's going to be in surgery. Doesn't he say Krishma Shel Shachar? Of course he does. And a bar mitzvah boy that wasn't bar mitzvah in the morning, wouldn't he say Krishma Shel Arves? So one could argue, goes the other way around. Hayom Ho'lachach Ralayro. Whatever it may be, to me it is clear that Krishma Shel Shachar, aren't ma'akav one and the other. They're not dependent one on the other. So, leis man de palig, it's self-evident and clear as daylight that we're dealing with two different mitzvahs. If it's one mitzvah, chelke mitzvah ma'akvim zelze. Not always. Tcheles is not ma'akav lovan. But the Rambam makes it clear in El Chassitzes that is only because Tcheles is a supplement. It is an addition. It is not a basic component of Mitzvah Tzitzis. Mitzvah Tzitzis is Tzitzis al Kanfei Abeged. Tcheles is only coloring, and that is why it is supplementary and it's not Ma'akev. But when we have two different parts of a Mitzvah and both have the same Chashivus and importance and significance, they should be Ma'akev one and the other. So I think the Machloikis Rambam and Ramban is more in the formulation of Taryag than in the Gdorim of Mitzvahs HaTmidim. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the pious. Let's go back to the Psukim with which we started today's Shia. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar Tzaves B'nei Yisrael V'yomartu Aleim Es Karboni Lachmi Le'ish HaReach Nechoich Tishmeru Lahakriv Li B'moyadoi. Tzaves B'nei Yisrael, which seems to indicate that this mitzvah rests upon the entire nation. The people of Israel have to bring the Tomid every day. Is it the people or the Kohen? The Rambam, Mitzvah Saseh Lamites, writes, Shenitztaveinu lahakriv shnei dmidim b'chol yom. we have the mitzvah. However, in mitzvah chofei, in mitzvah chofches, regarding the menorah and ketores, shenitztavu hakoyhanim, we have the same observation in Sefer HaChinuch. Kuv gimel es ketores, shenitztavu hakoyhanim. Tof aleph is tmidim, korban tumid. Shenitztavu Yisrael, lahakriv al yedei meshoros Hashem shehem hakoyhanim, shnei tmidim b'chol yom. The Brisker of Hilchas Klei Mikdash Perik Beis notes this diuk in Rambam, and he explains, yes, they're different. Tmidim are karbonois. Karbonois boim lechaper, and therefore it is a mitzvah upon Klal Yisrael. Ketores, hadlukas amenoira, are not karbonois. They have nothing to do with Kapora, and therefore Netzavu HaKoyhanim. I want to express the same idea with a slightly different formulation or Haggadah. In Karbonos, there is one party that brings the Karbon, and the other party that actually is Makar of the Karbon. So when we're dealing with a Karbon Yochid, the person that needs to atone for his sins brings the chatas, brings the asham. He could bring a korban toida, the korban of gratitude. So the Rambam indicates that the same applies to a korban tzibur. Besides the kohenim that are makar of the korban, somebody has to bring that korban, and that is the people of Israel. So when we're dealing with the Tamid, it's Shenitztavu Yisroel. Tzavis b'nei Yisroel v'yomar tu aleim. Because every korban has to be brought by someone, a yochid or a tzibur. Havos ha-korban v'akrovos ha-korban. Ketores and the menorah are different. So Reb Chaim brings, the Biskarov brings in the name of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim, based on this observation, says that there is no psul machshava by ketores, because it's not a korban. Min chasosha moedim, chelak alef semachof hey, I made an interesting argument. Well, Brisk is a dynasty, and each of the Briska Rabbonim had tremendous, tremendous admiration and his batlas to his father or grandfather. Briska Rav quotes Reb Chaim, there's no psil machshava b'ketores. However, Shalas HaTshuvas Rechash Levav, written by one of the great Gedolim 150 years ago, Reb Shmuel Birenbaum, he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva Egor. And in Simen Mem Zayin, he brings that he heard in the name of Rabbi Yosef ben Soloveitchik, who was recently appointed as the Rav in Brisk, a ganze shtickel Torah, in which Rabbi Yosef makes it very clear that it's a psul machshava in ketores. Would that contradict what the Brisker Rav quotes in the name of Rav Chaim? No, I don't think it's a contradiction. Because my argument is Ketores Yom HaKippurim as a different gather. So the way the Brisker Rav presents the idea is Korbonos Boim Lechaper. Ketores has nothing to do with Kippur. Ketores Yom Kippur definitely has to do with Kippur. V'yachaper al b'nei Yisroel. And the Rambam makes it clear that the entire avoida of Kohen Godel b'Yom HaKippurim is Kapora, mitchiloso v'ad soifoi. The avoida of Yom HaKippurim in its entirety. So the Ketores Yom Kippur bo lechaper, and therefore it is the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, therefore it's defined as a korban, v'yesh bo psil machshava. So I want to substantiate the basic understanding that mitzvah satmidim is not the mitzvah of the kohenim, but rather, like the Sefer Chinuch formulates, shenetztavu Yisroel lehevi korban tumid al yedei meshoros Hashem shehem hakohenim. three places in Shas, three different sources. Erev in Sanhedrin, Megillah Dav Gimel Chazal, interpret the encounter between Yehoshua ben Nun and Sar Tzevor Hashem, an angel from above. Yehoshua by night sees an officer, and he is perplexed. He asks him, "Halonu atim litzoreinu? Lo ki Sar Tzevor Hashem anochi." And then the angel demands and reprimands Yehoshua. Emesh bitaltem tome shel Rabbeinu arbayim, v'yom bitaltem min ha-Torah. And Yeshua asks, Aleze mehen boso, alatu bozi. Tomet shel Rabbeinu arbayim, well, Yeshua should have told that angel, what do you want from me? I'm not a Kohen. Go to the quarter of the Kohanim. No. It is not the Kohanim that we are to blame, but you, the leader of Klal Yisrael, the entire people. The mitzvah of Shnei Tmidim is the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, not the Kohanim. You're probably all familiar with the concept of Ma'amodos that we find in Masechet Taanos, and the Yerushalmi explains, why was there a need for Anshei Ma'amid? Because when a person brings a Korm, he has to stand over his Korm, and he's not allowed to do work in the day that he brings a korban. So the korban and sibur every day are brought by Klal Yisrael, and therefore Klal Yisrael has to designate some of its own. Some people that dedicate that day to Torah and to Tefillah, and they were the Anshei Ma'amad. Because this mitzvah rests upon the entirety of the people and not only the Kohanim. We find another Machloikas Rambam and Ramban regarding Korban Tomid. Psachim Nun Ches and other sources in Shas Chazal teach us, Ho Oilo, Oilo Rishayno, Uleo, Va'orach Uleo, Chelbe Hashlomim, Uleo Hashlomim. The interpretation of Chazal is Oleu Hashlem Kol HaKorbono Iskilo. First Korban every day is the Tomid, and the last Korban every day is the Tomid. So the Ramban argues that the Rambam did a mistake by not including the mitzvah of Hashlema b'minyan atariyag. Mitzvah sasei sheshochach harav yud alef. Why doesn't the Rambam bring this as a mitzvah sasei? So the Megillas Esther argues it's a lava bo mechlalesa, but that doesn't really make sense because there are many lava bo mechlalesas that the Rambam does include. Just as an example, Samach and Samach Aleph, both are dina kerbonis. Shelo lakriv korban mechus hazman, shelo lakriv korban balmum, both are lava bo mechlalesa, and they do have space in the tarig mitzvahs of the Rambam. So my approach and interpretation, which I wrote at length in Minchas Osho Masechet Psochim Simen Samech Beis, is the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is how do we define the mitzvah of Hashlama? Is that a mitzvah, one of the details on Protim and Korban Tomid, or it's a general mitzvah regarding all the other karbonis? According to the Rambam, it's a din in Korban Tomid, one of the specifics, one of the details in Korban Tomid. So not every din is defined as a mitzvah. It is a halach in Korban Tomid that Korban Tomid has to be the first Korban and the last Korban every day in Beis HaMikdash. However, the Ramban maintains, no, it's not a detail in Korban Tomid, but rather a basic halacha in all the other korbanos, and therefore it should be defined as a mitzvah sasei and being enumerated in the taryag mitzvahs. And there could be various nafka minas halacha v'lamaisa which are dependent on the basic definition of this mitzvah. For instance, Masechet Yom HaChof Tes Amid Alef Toises HaMesipik, if one did bring a korban before Tomet Shel Shachar or after Tomet Shel Rabbeinu Amayim, is that a korban posel? So according to the Rambam, it would not be posel. We do not find this psul in Rambam because it's a din in Tomid. There is no deficiency at all in a korban that was brought before or after. It is just a bittle of a din in korban Tomid. The other side of Tosfos Sofek is, if it is a din, a general aloch and all the other karbonas, that it is a prohibition to bring a korban before the tumah or after the tumah, then there is room to argue that maybe it's even a psul b'di'evit. And the Ritva on Yom, it does maintain psul b'di'evit. And this l'chayre depends how we define the mitzvah of Hashalom. So if for any reason we do not bring a korban tumah in the base of Mikdash, could we bring other karbonas? If it's a din and tumah, definitely yes. There's no reason not to bring other karbonas. If we have a tumah, the tumah should be first and last. If you don't have a tumah, why not bring other karbonas? But if we say it's a din kloli in all the karbonos, then what might argue? Karbonas could only be brought between the two tmidim, after tumah shel shachar, before tumah shel rabbeinu Avraham. So if there's no tumah, there's no korban. It's a gemara mefuresh, a seirach in daf yud beis. And this just brings us back to Inyan HaDiyayma. Chazal say four tragedies befell Klal Yisrael on Shavuos HaBetamuz. Hufka'a ha'ir, hu'amad selam b'heichel, botlu atomid, who were no longer korbanos left in Yerushalayim. But the Gemara makes it clear that they did bring other korbanos. Korbanos Yochid, even though there was no longer a korban tumid. So it's clear in the Gemara that if you don't have no tumid, you could still bring other korbanos. It is also obvious from Menuchas Mem Tesu Med Aleph, because the Gemara is Mesupik, if we only have one behema, do we bring the Musaf or the Tumid, which is Todir, which is Mekudash. But obviously it's no problem if we would decide that Musaf comes before Tumid, to bring the Musaf even though we're not bringing any Tumid. So does this prove that the Din of Hashlom is merely a Din in Korban Tumid, but not a prohibition regarding all the other Korbanos? No, I don't think it proves anything. Because even if we do accept the idea that the mitzvah of Hashlom is a din, a general aloch in all the karbonos, and not a specific of mitzvah satomid, we still have two different ways to interpret this mitzvah. One interpretation would be, you cannot bring a korb only between the two tumidim. If that would be the proper definition and approach, if there's no tumid, there could be no other korban. But what's more likely is a different definition. You cannot bring a korban before tumid shel shachar. You cannot bring a korban liachar tumid shel rabbeinu arbaim. So if there is no tumid, there would be no reason to refrain from bringing other korbanos. If there's no tumid, then we're not bringing a korban before tumid or after tumid, because there is no tumid. So our conclusion from the two gemaras, Menuchas Mem Tes and Erech and Yudalev, would be to accept the latter definition. It is not that one cannot bring korbanos only between the tumidim. It is a prohibition. You cannot bring a korban before tumid shel shachar or after tumid shel rabbeinu arbaim. And let me share with you an interesting comment that I also wrote in various places in my svarim. Rashi and Tosfos both maintain, Rashi Psochem Nun Ches Yomed Aflamed Gimel Tosfos Yom HaChuftes, that the prohibition, the Din of Hashlomah, refers only to Aktor, not to Shechit. There is no Kpeda. One could shecht an animal before tumid shel shachar. The yisur is only an haktor. Why would that be? Well, maybe exerts a kosef. But I have an interesting comment based on the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David is one of the first and most magnificent svarim on kodshim, great sefer. Who was the Mikdash David? When the Kodel Kodshim in Slabodka was established, in many Torah Kreisen, Torah circles, young Talmid HaChomon were very excited. It has been the first time a Beis Medrash was established exclusively to be Yosek in Kotsch. Reb David Rappaport was a young Ilui in Kroker, in Krakow. And he left his wife for 2 years and he came to Slobodka to learn Kotsch. Well, Rochel Bas Kalba Savia gave her husband a permit to be in Yeshiva 24 years. Well, 1,500 years later, or somewhat more. Another tzaddikus let her husband go to yeshiva for 2 years. Two is not 24. But it's a lot of time to be alone. And Reb David Rappaport wrote a magnificent sefer, Migdash David and Kotchim, and a Simon Hay. He has a very interesting discussion about Hashlomah, about the mitzvah of Haktoras Hu Oilo, and he makes an interesting comment. I didn't check it today, but I'm speaking from thy memory. An interesting diuk in two different psukim. Chumash Vayikra, when the pasuk deals with Zevach HaShlomim, Vehiktiru Oisoi B'nei Aharon, Parsha Gimel Pasuk Hei. Vektiru oisim b'nei haran ha-mezbechu alawoylo, asher alawoytzim, asher alawoysh, ishei reyach nechoyach la-Hashem. So chel bei ha-shlomim, the koyanim are maktir alawoylo, asher alawoytzim, asher alawoysh. Once again, Parshas Tzav. Vuesh ha-mezbech tukut boi lo yisichbe, ובייר עולהו הכהן עצם בבויקה בבויקה ואורך עולהו אוילו והיקטר עולהו חל בהשלומי. Regarding the oilo, the posuk says וערך עליה אוילו. Regarding the שלומי והיקטר עולהו חל בהשלומי. Isn't the oilo הקטורה? So Reb David Rappaport says in the oilo there are שני דינים. הקטורה, yes, obviously. But also v'orach uleyo ho oilo. The oilo becomes as if an integral part of the marocha. And the shlomim and other kabonis, one has to be maktir al hu oilo, asher al oitzim, asher al oish. There could be no hefsik between the eitzim, atzeh hamarocha, and the oilo. And all the other haktores have to be al hu oilo, asher al hu eitzim. And therefore the pasuk says va'orach oleho ho'oilo ve'hiktir oleho chel bei hashlomim ve'hiktir oise b'nei haran ha'mezbecho alo oilo asher alo eitzem asher alo eish yisher reyach nechoyach l'shem. And I come to think maybe that is essentially the din of hashlomim. That is why the oil has to be the first korban. And there's no k'peida on shchita, only on aktora. Because the oilo has to be alu eitzim, and chel be'ashlumim have to be alu oilo, asher alu eitzim, asher al hu'esh. And that is why the k'peida is only regarding aktora, and not regarding shchita. So that is based on an interesting interpretation. But not only on the psukim in Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav, but more important on the Rambam, Perek Daled Halachot Tamidim v'Mesofim, and it is a lengthy discussion. So on Parshas Pinchas, we learn the halachas of all the karbonas, and that's the weekly parsha. It is very similar to Parshas Emor, but there are differences. Parshas Emor is the parsha of Moyadim, and in my understanding, Parshas Emor is HaMoyadim v'Korbanehem. Parshas Pinchas is HaKorbonois v'Moyadehem. So in Parashas Emor we don't have the Korbonos of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh isn't the Moed. But in Parashas Pinchas we find the Rosh Chodesh as well. Because Parshas Pinchas is the parsha of HaKorbonis veMoyadehem, while Parshas Semer is HaMoyadim veKorbanehem. And today, we dealt with a sugya, one of the basic sugyas in Kodshim. Tmidim shebechol yoim. Uba'avoinu seinu sherobo. אין לנו כהנים באבידוסם ולוויים בשירו מאוזמרו. חורב הבייס ושומם ההיכה ושואלים הלכו בה. But we still have a שרועס השכינה. And in a way, we still have קורבונוס. What are the קורבונוס all about? We started the shiur today with the Machloikas Rambam and Ramban, and we will finish the shiur with a different Machloikas Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayikra quotes the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim. The Rambam writes in Moir Nevuchim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Korbonos because it is difficult for an individual, and more so for a people, to change habits, especially bad habits. And Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim before Matan Torah were idol worshippers, and they developed the habit like other early people to bring sacrifices to their gods, to their idols. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I know it will be difficult to uproot this habit, so bring those same korbonos l'shmi ha'godol. The Ramban is taken aback, and he seems to be angry about this interpretation of the mitzvah of korbonos. And the Ramban makes it clear that the korbonos are tzorech gevoya, above and beyond the realm of our understanding. Kiyem u'olam is korbonos. So regarding Chatas Va'osham, the Ramban has a Musadike approach. When a person sins and transgresses and he brings a korban, he should imagine that what is done to that animal should be done to him. The animal is slaughtered, its blood is shed. That is what he deserves. And the animal is koifen afshay. But how would we understand Korbanos Tzibur? Shnei Tmidim b'chol yoim, Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Ben Warbayim. The Ramban says Tzorech Gevoya. The Or Sameach in Meshech Chochma has an interesting approach to the Rambam's opinion, and he says, of course the Rambam agrees that it's Tzorech Gevoya. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Malachim that Liyosid Lavoi Meheri Abona Beis HaMikdash, and once again we will bring Korbanos. So if it is a negative idea, just because we have a problem getting rid of bad habits, why would we be Makrif Korbanos Liyosid Lavoi Kishi Amor HaHoretz Deus Hashem? So according to the Me'as Simcha, the Rambam is dealing only with Korbanos Shekrivu Yisrael BeBomois Lefnei Shenivne Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the korbanos are kodesh kodeshim, kiyem u'olam. But the heter to bring korbanos in bomois, every individual could make a bom and bring korbanos. That is because of the habit to bring sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. The Ari HaKodesh and his great disciples added their special flavor to the mitzvah of a klos korbanos. And according to the Mekubalim, korbanos, like many other mitzvahs, have to do with yiridus shefa. Korbanos are an itaruta delatata, and they bring about shefa eloki mela'ela letata. And therefore we have to combine all the asaydus of the bria in korbanos. So the Bailim that bring the sacrifice and the Kohen that's makar of the Korban, they are medaber. Habukav Hatzain are chai. The various menachas are brought from Chitim v'Soidim, that is Tzomeach. Nisuch HaYayin is Menat Tzomeach. Where does the doimim come in? That is why the Torah says al kol korban chutak rav melach. Melach, salt, is the doimim. So all the insiders of the bria combine in the korban, and they bring about yiridus hasheva and hispashtus hasheva al kol chelkei hambria. So we have lost the schus of avos hakorbanos b'chor beis hamikdash, but the Novi Yeshayahu says, "Unishalmu porim sfoseinu." And Chazal teach us in Masechet Brachos Tefilas Keneged Korbanos Tiknu, Shachras Mincha are against Tumen Shel Shachar and Tumen Shel Beinu Arba'im. And Rabbeinu Yoina explains in the first perek of Masechet Tovas al Shloisha Dvorim Oel Amoimed. Means avoidus hakorbanos. And when we will no longer have avoidus hakorbanos b'chor mabayis, it means avoidus hatfilo, because tfilo is b'mokoyim korban. So the idea that there is a kesher between the tfilas and karbonis is not only in Zohar, not only in Medrash, not only in Sefer Chasidus and in Sefer Musa. It is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, Tzadik Ches Sif Daled. I quote, "Hatfilu b'mukum korban, ulekach tzorach lezor shetei dugmas hakorban bekavona, v'lo ya'arav bo machshuv acheres kamoim machshuv shepuselis bekotchim. V'ma'umadim yeda avoida." One has to stand by Shmoyin Esser, because the Kohen had to stand when doing avoida. Ikviyas mokim kamo karbona shekol achat kavu ha'makoyim u'rishchita v'matn domoim. V'shelo yehei dov ha'choytzes beinu lekiyah kamo b'korban shechatzitza poselis. V'ra'ui shiyu lo malbushim no'am yichodim letfila kamo big day kehuna. So the Shulchan Aruch gives us a summary of all the basic halachas in tefillah. And he explains that all these halachas are based on coinciding halachas b'krovos hakorbanos. Because tefillahs are korbanos, and the shliach tzibur is like a kohen. And that's why the Or Zeruah says, and the Darkei Moshe quotes him, Semenun Gimel Nor HaChaim, one should compensate the pay the bal tefillah, just like the kohenim got matnas kohen achelef avidosam. So the tefillahs are korbanos. The chazan is the kohen. The base knesses is a base mikdash. And in Shalas Teshuva Smichtav Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, the great son of the Chasam Sofer, explains, a shul is like the base of mikdash. Oran HaKodesh is connected Kodesh HaKodeshim. And in Kodesh HaKodeshim, there was one thing, the Oron, and in the Oron Luchas Uwedis and a Sefer Torah, that is the Oron HaKodesh, which has the Sifrei Torah. The Chazan Davin's up front, right next to the Oron Kodesh, that is Keneged HaHechal, and the standard of the Chazan is like Mizbech HaKtoiris. Tikoin Tfilos HaKtoiris Lefonecho Masas Kapay Mincha Zolev. The beam in the center of the shul is the Mizbech HaChitza. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken, B'yamei HaMoyed Sheyikru Parshas HaMoyedois, V'malani Aleim Kilu Hikrivu Korbonois. Therefore, Chazal teach us in Megillah Daf Choftes, Ve'eyu lehem lemigdash v'ad b'kol mokom ha'shi yavayu shamu, Ele bota knesi yese bota medrosh ha'she b'bol. So the tefillahs are korbanos. The shul is a beis hamikdash. We are the kohenim. And that is why our tefillahs are so important. First and foremost, of all the mitzvahs that are essentially avoidus Hashem is tefillah. And therefore Chazal say in Tanis the Beis, Zui avoidus shebelev ze tefillah. We don't have karbonis, but we do have our tefillahs. And our tefillahs are the same as karbonis. Unishalmu porim sfoseinu. Yerotzon, Kodesh Baruch Hu should be makabel our tefillahs l'rachamim u'l'ratzon. Our tefillahs, like the shefa of korbanos, should be ma'orer rachamei shemayim. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu, b'korov b'yameinu, should send us Moshiach Tzidkeinu, כי אתו השם באש הצעתו, ובאש אתה עושה לבנייסה, ומהירו ויומנו אמן.